Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Reb Yitzchok Yona ben Maris Chana, Avi Mori Shlita, Maris Hena Merim Bas Alta Chana, Imi Morasi Shlita, and for Reb David Avram ben Reb Yitzchok Yona, Reb Yossi Tzvi Yitzchok Yona, Avi Sar Bas Reb Yitzchok Yona, Shalom Bracha Behatzlacha. We're going to be continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Shi'urim L'Zecher Avi Mori of Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha. We're going to be learning about Psukei D'Zimra. When we look at the description of the Seder Tfilos HaTzibur in the Rambam, we note that the Rambam omitted Psukei D'Zimra. Etzem din amiras psukei dezimra is based on the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis Amar Reb Yossi. Yehi chelki migoimrei halel b'chol yom. My chelek, my portion, should be among those who say halel every day. And then the Gemara explains what type of halel we're talking about. We're not talking about the regular halel, what we call halel, but rather we are talking about psukei dezimra. He notes in Hilchas Tfila, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Bet, Belashon Yachid, Veshipchu Chachamim, Lemi Shekore Zmirot Misefer Tihilim Bechol Yom Vyom, Mitihila LeDavid, Ad Sof HaSefer, Vekvar Nahagu Lekrot Psukim Lefnehem, Ulaachareihem, Vetiknu Bracha Lefne HaZmirot, Vuhu Baruch Sheamar, Uvracha Laachareihem, Vuhu Yishtabach, ואחר כך מברך על קריאת שמע וקורא קריאת שמע. So he says that the wise men praise, the sages praise somebody who reads these zmiros from Sefer Tehillim every day, from Tehillah LeDavid, which is our Ashrei, until the end of the Sefer, until the end of Tehillim, the Halalukas, what we call. And there's also a minhag to read Psukim before them and Psukim after them, and they were also metayra as we do. And they were metakein a bracha lifnei hazmiros, and that's Baruch Sha'amar, and a bracha afterwards, that's Yishtabach. Then he makes the brachas on Kriyas Shema, and he reads Kriyas Shema. And indeed, the Kriya is included in the Seder Tfilos HaYochid. Later on, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin, Seder Tfilos Kachu B'Shachar Mashkim Adam, Umevarech Brachas Eilu B'Kori Hazmiros, Umevarech Lefneim ule achrehem. V'korei achar kach shma. So this is all when it comes to the Seder Tfilas Hayochid. When the Rambam is talking about Seder Tfilas Hayochid, the Rambam talks about Psukei Dezimra. In contrast, in Perek Tes, he opens Seder Tfilot HaTzibur Kachu. Shachar kol ha'am yoshvim v'shaliach tzibur yored lefnei ha'teva ve'omeid be'emtza ha'am u'matchil ve'omer kadish ve'achar kach omer baruchu ha'mishtamea midvrei ha'rambam ki ein kiyum tzibur b'sidur shvachim eile elo kol achad me'ayichidim omram b'fnei atzmo v'chotem b'yishtabach u'gishmgiim lebaruchu mit'argen ha'tzibur ועומד שליח ציבור ואומר קדיש וברכו. In our language, it appears from the Rambam that there is no kiyum, there is no special fulfillment of the community to say these shvachim, these praises of Psukei Dezimra, but rather all of the individuals say them independently. They conclude with Yishtabach, and when they get to Baruchu, the tzibur organizes. And then the Shliach Tzibur stands up and he says, Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So we see from this that Sidur Psukei Dezimra wasn't established as a Halel, but rather as a organization of the praises of Hashem through the reading of Psukim or Parshios from Ksuvim. If Kriyas Psukei Dezimra had the status of Halel, it had the Chalos Shem mitzvas shevach vehoda, he aitan nitpeset af b'tzibur. It would also be held in the tzibur, like halal hamitzri, what we call a halal. That even though a yachid reads it when he is alone, nevertheless, there is a special kiyum amira b'tzibur. To say halal, it's ideally it should be said with the community, and there's a special kiyum to say it with the community, and there's a special shevach v'hoda when everybody says it together. This is meduyak from the Lashon of the Rambam. V'shipchu chachamim lemi shekorei zmirot misefer tehilim b'chol yom v'yom. The sages praise somebody who says zmiras from Tehillim daily. But not that there's a kiyum of the tzibur, it's a kiyum of the yachid. And in this, kriyas psukei de zimra, b'chol yom, is different from halel of chag, which is said not b'toiras ksuvim, kiyum b'toiras halel. It's said as a special halel, a praise said, it's not just stam saying psukim of praise, but it has a special toiras halel. It has a special status of halel. So the nusach is identical to the words of the Sefer Tehillim. However, the amira of Halel is a chalos shem bifnei atzmo of Torah's shevach l'borei olam. It has a unique status of being praised in front of the creator of the world, the Halel of a chag, as opposed to the daily Halel that we say, the daily psukei dezimra, which does not, which has Torah's amiras ksuvim. You say these ksuvim to praise Hashem, but it doesn't have Torah's halal. But on Yontiv, it has a Torah's halal. Rai l'davar, divrei Gemara b'Shabbat, that if somebody says halal every day a guy wants to say halal, halal hamitzri, the Yontiv dika halal. Today was Yom Yerushalayim, the Yom Yerushalayim dika halal, for those who said it. As harei hu mecharef hu megadef, it's also to say it every day. והדבר פשוט וכן פסקו כל הפוסקים כי אם ההלל נקרא כקריאה בכתובים אין שום איסור כרוך בכך. What's the problem of just saying a bunch of psukim? Only if you read it b'toras halel v'shevach, like we do on Yontiv, you're b'chlal mecharef megadef. If somebody reads through Tehillim and he happens to have said all this, the prakim of halel, he's a mecharef and a megadef, he's a blasphemer and a scorner, chas v'shalom, because he's not reading it b'toras halel, he's reading it b'toras amiras ksuvim. But if he would read it b'toras halel, then he's a mecharef and a megadef, then he's a blasphemer and a scorner. So you see that there's a different chalos here. When you read it on Yontif, it has toras halel, and when you read it regularly, it's just b'toras amiras ksuvim that have praise of Hashem. Od nitan lehochiach kach mima sheshaninu b'sukah lamadnu b'daf lamadchet amud alef makon shenahagu lichpol yichpol. In a place where the minhag is to repeat, you repeat. וכן ממה שמבורך שם בגמרא בלמדחת עמוד ב' מצווה לענות ראשי פרקים הוא אומר ענה השם הושיע נא והם אומרים ענה השם הושיע נא. We answer the chazan. So if it's stam a kriya, then you can't have these takanas to repeat things, to say after the chazan. You read what's written. ואין מקום לא לכפול, not to double it up, and not לענות, not to answer. ברם, פסוקי דזמרה, as we emphasized earlier, is not said b'toras halal b'fnei atzma, but rather b'toras kriya b'ksuvim. V'lachen ein lahem zika miyuchedet latzibur. So since it's stam reading ksuvim, there's nothing communal about it. Community only has a mitzvah to read a halal. There's a special chalos halal that relates to the community, but stam to read ksuvim doesn't relate to the community. ואם יבוא השואל ויתען הלא גם קריאת כתובים ישנו קיום מיוחד של ציבור. So somebody is going to come stubbornly and say it's not true, that even when you read Ksuvim, there's a king miyuchad of Tzibur. As we see from the Shitas Hagro, Ayin Biurei Agra Borachayim B'Siman Tavtzadi Siftet, Al Pi Abraita B'Mesechet Sofrim, Shem Mevarchim Al Chamesh Megilot. So you see that Kriyas Ksuvim, there is a Torah Tzibur, and that's why you make the bracha when it's read in public. As a tshuva pshuta. Kiyum kriyat ktuvim b'tzibur talui b'takanat kriyat megillah shleima, aval lo b'kriyat psukim. The kiyum kriyas ksuvim b'tzibur, yes, there is one, but only when you read the whole Megillah. When you read the Megillah in its entirety, but not when you read individual psukim. Lachen al rut kohelet v'shir hashirim mevarchim al kriyat Megillah b'tzibur. And therefore, Rus, Koheles, Shir HaShirim, we make a bracha on reading the Megillah B'Tzibur. Because we're reading the whole thing in its totality, in its entirety. Bram, Kriyat Psukei D'Zimra, Eina Klula B'Takana Zo, V'Lachen Bemet Nitknu Lefneim L'Acherhem Brachot Achirot. We don't make the bracha on Kriyas Ksuvim, that you commanded us to read this Sefer, like we do for Ruskoelis and Shiran Shirim, Megillas Esther, because Psuka de Zimra is a completely different takana. There you have a different bracha. There's a special Kiyum Tzibur to read the Megillas in their entirety, and there you have a special bracha. But Psuka de Zimra is a completely different takana. It's takana of reading various psukim from the Ksuvim as an individual, not as a Tzibur, and therefore there are different brachas also. And therefore, the organization of these praises are called Psukei de Zimra, not Parshios de Zimra, despite the fact that from Tehillah le David until Kol HaNeshama, we're reading complete prakim from Tehillim. And also the Keta from Hodu until Ve'amar Kol Am Amen is a Perek Shelna Midivrei Hayamim. So why don't we call it Parshias de Zimra? Why Psukim? They're not just individual Psukim. We have actual Parshias. And the answer is because they're not said b'Torah's Parshias, they're said b'Torah's Psukim. And with this is expressed the difference between Halel and Kriya B'Ksuvim b'Torah. And Halel is a din of Parshias, like the Shiras Halavim and the Mikdash, that they would be Mizamir Prakim Shleimim. HaPerek Hu HaYichida HaBsisit Shel Shira. A perek, a chapter, is a basic unit of Shira. And therefore HaZiv Lach, the various prakim that they would say in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Rashi Tevis of each perek, what it starts with, what letter it starts with, HaZiv Lach. Gam B'Shabbatot היו מחולקים, היו מחלקים לפרקים, שאף על פי שאינם פרשיות בהלכות צורת ספר תורה, מהווים יחידות נפרדות בהלכות קריאה, וכדמוכח מימד הקיימלן, כדרך שחלוקים, כאן, כך חלוקים בבית הכנסת. That on Shabbosos, we would split them up at the Prakim, even though they are not parshios in the Tzura of the Sefer Torah, but they are units, separate units, behilchos kriya. And this can be proven from the Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, that kishderech shekalu chalukim, just like Pirkei Shiras Hazinu, are split up here in the Shiras Halavim, to Aziv Lach, right? Hey is Hazinu, Zayin is Zechariah Mosolam, Yud is Yarkiveyu. It's just like they're split up here in the Shiras Halavim. Kach halukim b'veit haKnesset b'kriyat haTorah b'Shabbat parashat haZinu shemechalkim et haKriya l'shisha olim laTorah l'fi seder zeh shel haZiv Lach v'haShvi korei melachah hashira at siyum haparasha. So just like the Levim split it up, it's also split up in shul. But apparently, it's difficult to understand. Why were they mechalek kriyas haTorah beparashas haZino kesidul shirat haLevim beMikdash al Musafei Shabbat, just like the Levim would sing on the Musaf of Shabbos? Ma kesher? Aval haTshuva brura. Bechiluk haParasha leShevach haLakim beMikdash neamar din hafsek parshiot. Haziv lach mitzaynim lo rak shiurei shira beMikdash. כי אם שיעורי פרשיות בקריאה ואם מפסיקים בהם עוברים על כל פרשה דלא פסקי משה ענן לא פסקינה. And the answer is when the parsha is split up into seven parts in the Mikdash, that's a din of hefsek parshiyos, that these are the special parshiyos you have to have in the Mikdash. So the zivlach do not only note the type of shira, the shiur, the amount of shira that was said in the Mikdash, but also the amount of parashios in the Kriya. These are parashios of Kriya. And if you stop in the middle, you're over on a parasha where Moshe didn't stop. We are not allowed to stop. Ayin bibrachot af yudbet amudbet. And therefore, when we read it in the Beis Knesses, we also read it like the same parashas they read in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the shear of the parashas HaKriya. In contrast to this, on purpose we call Siddur Shvachim B'Pshachris Psukei DeZimra in order to emphasize, because the Kiyum Amira is identical with Kriyas Ksuvim Shebekriya. Halacha shel psukim ne'emra v'lo shel parshiot. When we read psukei deZimra, it's not a din in parshiyos, it's a din in psukim. And therefore, the Rambam mentions Perek Zayin v'yochas tefila halacha yud gimel, the minhag to add psukim of parshiyos, of different parshiyos, in order to demonstrate that we are not making a bracha on Hallel, but rather we are involved in kriyas haksuvim, and therefore you can even put in random psukim. We dafka do put in random psukim. Not so random, but various psukim, because it's not a din in parshiyos. So Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will continue going into the Inyan of Psukei deZimra to explain the Kiyum, the Mivne, the Tochen of Psukei deZimra, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu. I hope we'll resolve it to talk about that. And Hamshich Lerot Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, Ahuvai, Yedidai, Morai, V'Rabotai.